This Saturday evening, Shreveport Opera will be presenting their opening production for their new season. It's a production of Donizetti's comedy, that is The Elixir of Love. And I have in the studio with me right now Steve Aiken, who's the artistic director for Shreveport Opera. Steve, why don't you talk a little bit about this opera and why you decided to start the season with it?
Well, I think this is a great way to start our 65th season. It's a fun opera. It's a very light opera. It's a sweet opera. I've been telling people that it's really a nice love story with some comedy mixed in. You have Nemorino, the local tenor, he is in love with Adina, and Adina has eyes for someone else in town, but the local snake oil salesman comes to town and kind of makes this love triangle work in a funny way. But you'll have to be there to find out how it ends. It's a really sweet opera, and it's some beautiful music. And in fact, we were just listening through some of last night's rehearsal with our tenor Eric Berry singing Una Furtiva Lagrima, and it's probably the most famous piece from this opera. And we really love Eric and really love how well he sings. I would actually describe him as a young Pavarotti. And many people remember the Pavarotti recording with Kathleen Battle and think about that recording from the Met. And I'll say this is going to be a close second. We're thrilled to have him here in Shreveport. And I think it's a nice way to open up the season. And we hope that everybody comes out to enjoy it.
Where did you find him?
You know, last year I was lucky enough to sing in Memphis in a Bohème production, and he was the Rodolfo there. Mm-hmm. I did try to get him for our Turandot production that we're going to be doing in the spring, but he said, gee, I would really love to do Elixir. And I thought, well, that has a little bit to do of why I wanted to do Elixir, because I really wanted Eric to come here. He's never done the role, and he's making his Shreveport Opera debut. And with that, I also had a soprano, Rachel Hall, who was here 2 years ago as one of the resident sax artists. Mm-hmm. And Rachel is just singing so beautifully and has had a couple seasons now at Santa Fe Opera, and I thought it would be nice to bring her back here. But having Rachel here is really a treat, and she's singing so well, and she's such a wonderful soprano. With that, we also have a veteran of the stage, Rod Nellman, who was last here for Don Giovanni, and Rod is very funny as Dr. Dulcamara and a great voice. Happy to have him here. I think he made his Met debut last year or the year before, and thrilled to have him here. We also have in a cast another person making their debut as Belcore, the other love interest in the show, a wonderful baritone. We did an event 2 weeks ago at the Shreveport Club, and Gabe Pricer is his name, and a fine young baritone, and our audience there just fell in love with him immediately, and is a great actor, a great singer, and I think he really rounds out the cast.
And, of course, the Shreveport Symphony will be performing in the pit, and as always, I don't think there's anything that compares to opera, because you've all got all of these elements that are just pulled together.
Yeah, all these years we've chatted, and I think it's a great collaboration with the Shreveport Symphony and with the opera. You know, I wish I had a ballet in this piece, because it would be a really, really nice combination in our 65th season to have all three major performing arts organizations to be together. If I could only pull in the theaters, you know, make it one grand mega production.
Sure.
It would be something.
All right. If people want tickets, what do they do?
Very, very simple. You can call us at 318-227-9503. Call the office, speak with Kathy or Amanda, and we'll get you set up. Or you can visit us online at www.shreveportopera.org. Very, very simple. Tickets range from $25 up to $90, and also student ticket prices start at $15.
Steve Aiken, the artistic director of Shreveport Opera. Steve, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Kermit.